Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters, all over radio, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that Jesus is the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus, his birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Blessed be the God of Israel and of the universe. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for allowing Verdell Elliott. I'm not caught up and gifts. I have many gifts, but I'm not caught up in them. You can just write me, or when you call in, you can just simply use Verdell, a servant of the Most High God, of his righteousness, not my righteousness, my friend, because all mine and our righteousness is as filthy rags, according to Isaiah 64:6. Yes, and God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry, in the Word of God, we will be talking about how the Holy Ghost allow us to grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need wisdom, my friend, knowledge, in understanding the Word of God. And I love what King Solomon said in Proverbs 4:5-7. And you can read it in your spare time as well. Get wisdom, get understanding, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. And my friends, there are many other scriptures. Verse 7 tells us, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen? Amen. It's just what the Word of God has said, instruct us to do in his Word. The Lord God wants us to grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will get into that scripture a little later on. But we are here also to talk about the Holy Ghost's wealth and the Holy Ghost's health and the Holy Ghost prosper. Amen. It's the everlasting gospel, and it's the spirit of prophecy, which is our testimonies of Jesus Christ in the book of the Revelation 19:10. My friend, we want to take a look at, I believe, Ezekiel. Amen. Ezekiel, because in 3 John 1-8, and we want to focus on, amen, two words here, and soul and health. But we're going to take a look at 3 John 1. We're going to just read from 1-8, but our focus will be on may it prosper and be in health, and so prosper as well. Let's read it together. You have your swords. Your sword is the Word of God. Amen. The sword. Let's read it together. The elders unto the beloved I'm sorry, the elder unto the well-beloved Gainas, whom I love in truth. What were they doing? Walking in the truth. Walking after the Lord's commandment, which is the word of God. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children, you know, the Lord called us little children. He called them little children. Walk in truth. Just simply mean walk in his word. Walk in his commandment. Walk in what I have commanded you to do. Let's go on to the fifth verse. Beloved, I just love when he said that. Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren. Didn't the Bible tell us we all are brethren? And to the stranger, that's your neighbor, huh? Which have borne witness of thy charity. Charity is bond of perfectness before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Isn't that beautiful? God wants us to live godly, holy, separated from the world. Because that for his name's sake, talking about the word of God, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. And we talked about the Gentiles some months ago, that the Lord also opened up a door for the Gentile to receive the promise, to receive the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that rests and rules in our heart, soul, body, mind. First, we have to have a willing mind. Does that make sense what the gospel told us? First, we have to have a willing mind. Amen. Our thoughts, our ways, our deeds, our attitude, our character. This is what we want. Amen. Our last verse. We therefore ought to what? Receive such, amen, that we may be fellow heirs. Fellow helpers too as well, because we're talking about the fellow, we are heirs of God, to the truth. And this was the beloved John, who was an elder, who also wrote the book of the Revelation, who also took Jesus always called Mary woman. He never called her mother, but the disciple called Mary his mother. He also is the one that took her in. And I believe that Jesus placed Mary in her, in his care. Amen. So, as I said, we want to focus on these words here in the second chapter. Prosper, health, and soul. Amen. Amen. Actually, scripture speaks for itself, because the Bible teaches and tell us that Ezekiel 18:4 chapter, look what it says. Get that, my friend. Get it. And let's find out what thus says the Lord tells us and have told us in the word of God. Are we ready? Let's read it together. He said, behold, be aware, that means look. Huh? Be aware of it. Look, take heed. This is what he said. All souls. He didn't say some souls, did he? Aren't we member in particular? Aren't our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? He said, all souls of mine. In other words, every soul belonged to him. Huh? As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. In other words, we all belong to God. That's what he's saying. All souls belong to him. And look what else it says. The soul, talking about his soul, he created it that sinned. And God, this is something that he does not want us to do. Sin and grin and Zion. Why? Because he lived in this soul, especially if you have received the Holy Ghost. He said, the soul that sinned, it shall die. My friend, it still stands. When we go against the principles of the Lord, his word still stand and it will stand forever. We should never, ever forget that. Amen? Amen. So in this discussion here, amen, we want your what? God wants us to be what? In natural good health, spiritual good health. Does that make sense? There's the natural soul, spiritual soul. Amen. So it belongs to him. He wants to prosper in his soul. Well, how do we do this, my friend? Simply as Peter said. Let's take a look at that. And 2 Peter 3:18. I'm going to wait for you to get it. 2 Peter 3:18. And what does it tell us, my friend? Do you have it? Let's look at it together and see what it says in 2 Peter 3:18. But this is what Peter tells us, the alto also. But grow, increase, not decrease, increase in grace. I want you to know Christ is our grace, is the grace of God. And in the knowledge now of our Lord, and he's our and Savior, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, that have come and have given his life for the sins of the whole world. He told us to do this, to grow. To him be glory, talking about Jesus Christ. Both now, the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, not tomorrow, not the next minute. He wants us to grow in the word of God. That's all he's saying. And ever, amen, mean the Lord do so. So be it what he has said. Amen. And we can say amen to that. So, my friend, he does want us to prosper, as I said, both spiritually and naturally. Because let me tell you something. When we eat in the natural, you want to eat with your vegetables, huh? You want to eat your fruit, amen? Why? Because there's nourishment in your vegetables, in your fruit. Now, I know that we love chicken and all that other good stuff, but I tell you, nothing wrong with eating chicken, but there's no, well, a little protein probably in chicken and other meat. But we want to make sure we put the right and the proper protein in our bodies and the right minerals in our bodies. Amen. We want to put the right ingredients in our body. Because the Bible ingredients speak for itself. We grow in grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a daily thing, 365 days a year. Put some overtime in his soul. Let me tell you something. You will prosper. Amen. Your soul will prosper. You will be in health. Amen, as the word of God have said. And these are things that when you receive the Holy Ghost, believe first and receive the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. That soul will put overtime in the word of God plus some. Hallelujah. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing when we put overtime in God's soul. in his health. That's a good thing. It's nothing wrong with it. More good things we put in our body, huh? You're going to, what, be healthy? And you're going to live a, what, a good life, a prosperous life, and a happy and a joyous life. Why? Because you delight in his word. Amen. You enjoy in his word. Amen. I love the Lord, my friend, because it's something. It's the word of God. I cannot do without it. Actually, no one can, because we do not own these bodies. God owns the body. He created the body. Actually, everyone up on earth should be living for Jesus. But he knew that some of his children are going to be disobedient. Amen. And fall back into what? The son of prediction, which is a totally ruined. What you do not want to do that, my friend. We're going to look at another scripture here, because once we grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, let's look at 2 Corinthians 13:14. Let's go there. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Because when we grow in grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, we're going to have what? It would tell you right here, 2 Corinthians, amen, 13:14. Let's get that. 2 Corinthians, I'm getting it right along with you. What does it tell us, my friend? 2 Corinthians 13:14 tell us this. Are we ready? Amen. All the saints salute you, it tells us in 13. But it says, the grace, and we salute you. I salute you. God's kingdom of faith salute all the saints, and the one that God going to bring into his fort. That's what it says. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Lord? Isn't Jesus is the anointed one that God, the Spirit, the Father, sent the Son to save the whole world, to forgive them for their sins and their trespasses? That's what he said. I'm going to read it again. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, talking about the Messiah, and the love of God walking after his commandment and the communion. See, this is what you want. You want a union, communion. Unity of the Holy Ghost. We talked about the Holy Ghost some months ago. Be with you all. Amen. Oh, this is so beautiful. Communion in the Holy Ghost. And we talked about the Holy Ghost some months ago, telling us in St. John 14:26, telling us, and these scriptures correspond together, what the Holy Ghost is. Amen. We want to get that quickly. St. John 14:26. Let's go back to St. John 14:26, my friend. The people of God and those that he bringing into the fold. And it tells us this, going into the St. John 14, simply tells us this. Amen. St. John 14:26 tell us about the Holy Ghost again, but we discussed it before, but we're going to go over it again. And look what it tells us. It tells us this. You have it, my friend? And let's take a look at 16 first. And I will pray the Father. This is Jesus speaking. The Father is the husbandman. The Father also is God. And God is a spirit, and to worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. And say, and he shall give you another comforter. See it? That he may abide. This is what we want here. And it's the comforter the word of God in the next, in the 26th, going to tell us what the comforter is. That he may abide, that means he's going to stand, he's going to stay with you forever. In other words, he will not leave you or forsake us. Amen. Now let's take a look at the 26th, telling you what the comforter is. But the comforter, here to see it, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whom the Father will send in my name. Look what it says. You know, while I'm on it, Jesus got another new name. Huh? He shall teach you what? All things. And bring what? Oh, he didn't say some. If we study the word of God and we growing in the wisdom and knowledge of God and understanding the word of God, look what it said. Again, he shall teach. Huh? He's going to give you understanding in his word. You all things. He said in all things. And bring all things in your remembrance. Yes, he does. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Just talking about the word of God. Talking about his truth. The engrafted word, glad tidings, good news, amen, in this soul, feeding it daily. Here a little and there a little. Line upon line, precepts up on precepts. He will teach you, my brothers and sisters, and bring all things to your remembrance. Ever I have said unto you, and it's enough word. And because I studied the King James Version, it's another word in the Word of God for all of us. Amen. For each and every one of us, if we study, it's so much. That's why he say line up on line, precepts up on precept, here a little and there a little. Because I believe, hallelujah, that's just like if you eat too fast, the food doesn't digest well when we eat too fast. So take your time. What? Be faithful. Stay sincere. Stay faithful. Stay sincere. Stay obedient. Walk after the wisdom and knowledge of God daily and ask him to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Then he say, ask, and it shall be given unto thee. He say, seek. Then he say that, and he shall find. Then he said, knock, and it shall be open unto you or unto thee. And God's word means just what it says. We don't have to argue about, especially when you get the Holy Ghost, what we need to sit down and do and find out what he have said. Find out the truth and nothing but the truth. The truth will make all of us free. It will make you free. Amen. We're going to look at another portion of the Word of God. Stay in St. John. We're going to go to the 15th chapter. And let's look at the 26th. Still talking about the Comforter. What he said. But when? The Comforter talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God is come. Huh? Who sent it? Whom I will send unto you. See how the scripture back itself from the Father. Jesus speaking here. Even what? The Spirit of truth. You remember when Jesus said, and I believe in St. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word. That's what we're really talking about. The word is true. What he has spoken is truth. What he have left on record for us to study is truth. How plain. He made it very plain to us. Especially when you get the Holy Ghost, God will break down his scripture to you. Amen. He say, which proceeded, mean come out from what? The Father. Look what he said. Jesus came out from the Father too. Did you know that? He proceeded forth out of the Father. That's in your book. He shall, what? We're going to testify. We're going to bear witness. What? Of what Jesus, what God have said, what the Spirit have said, we are witnesses to the truth. Plain as day. Testify. Huh? Because Jesus left a record here. He left it on record. All the ones that he sent out, they left it on record. We can start with the book of Genesis all the way back to what? Malachi. And from what? St. Matthew all the way back to Jude and to the book of the Revelation. He left everything on record for us study. Not to get confused. He don't want his children confused. Huh? He wants us to live simply what? Humble ourselves. You don't want to be a babe. Humble. Stay humble in me. And continue to abide in him. Huh? And he abide in you. And we can ask what we will. And he will do it. Our will should be in God's will at all times. Jesus' will was in God's will. Not my will, but thine will be done. Isn't that beautiful? I love the Lord. And we read 15:26. And we're going to go right into 16th chapter. And we're going to read 7 through 15. Get that, my friend. Go right on into St. John, the 16th chapter, 7. Huh? We're going to begin with 7, and we're going to stop at 15. I'm going to give you a little time to get it. Amen. This is extremely important because Jesus' word is concrete. It's solid. It's sound teaching. It's sound doctrine. You cannot go wrong with it. With your health, with his soul. You cannot. Not with the word of God in it. See, we have to get the word of God in his soul, in his body, in his mind, in your attitude, in your thoughts, your ways, your character. The word must get in us. And when the word gets in us, that's the Holy Ghost. We become what? New creatures created in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Let's take a look at it. You have it, my friend, St. John 16. And we're going to begin with the 7th verse down through the 15th verse. Do you have it? Amen. This is some good word of God. You know, in the world we'll say stuff. This is some good stuff. This is some good wisdom and knowledge and the teaching and the doctrine and in the ingrafted word of God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming from the Father. Amen. Let's read it together. It tells us this, my friend. It said, nevertheless, I tell you, you remember when Jesus said that? When he was teaching? Tell you the truth. It is expedient. Now, he had went to the cross, but he was teaching it. Something advantage, something must. He had to go away. Amen. So he can send the Holy Ghost back to us. For you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Isn't that beautiful? And when he has come, he will reprove me, convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Is that plain enough, my friend? Of judgment. Because the prince of this world is judged. Yes, they were. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. How about when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Until next time, my friend. Be with us on next Friday, same time, 6:30. Amen. 6:30 p.m. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. And let us grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together. Because God is good all the time. And also, Happy New Year. Bye-bye for now.